Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast, where we focus on the intersection between creativity and student learning. I am a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I want to talk about something that makes a huge difference in creative work, but it also kind of fits into this idea of New Year's resolutions, and it's all about this simple tweak in how I set goals. And it's basically the difference between process goals and product goals. And if you look at the blog post connected to this, you'll see that I have a sketchy video that I did that's called Product Goals versus Process Goals. You can check it out. It's kind of fun. But I'll go ahead and launch into it right now anyway. So here we are. In the past, I have focused almost entirely on product goals. These goals were outcome-based with a strong emphasis on finishing specific tasks by specific dates. An example might be write one chapter every 3 days or post 4 blog posts per week. Just to clarify, these were not extrinsic goals. This was not trying to become a best-selling author or trying to hit a certain follower count on YouTube or whatever. That was not the goal. It was entirely internal, but it was focused on the product that I was doing and making sure I finished specific products by specific time periods. And that's how I had set my goals. These product-oriented goals worked on a very real level, and it's why I was highly productive for a long time. But when I focused entirely on finishing the task, I didn't enjoy the journey. Also, when a task took longer than anticipated, I would rush through the next phase. The quality would diminish, it would drop down, I'd be stressed out, I'd be worried. It was a bad thing. And on a more personal level, when I experience unexpected interruptions, like, you know, my kids coming up to ask if I could play games with them and things like that, I found myself feeling irritated by these unproductive moments of life. Stare at the stars, there's no time for it. I've got a chapter I promised I'd finish by tomorrow. Play an impromptu game of Uno with my kids? No, I've got that project deadline. Now, these product-oriented goals pushed success at all costs, and now, stepping away from it, I'm able to see what the cost actually was, namely the enjoyment of creative work and, more importantly, the enjoyment of the people around me. Now, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed making things at the time, and I loved being with my family. I really did, but if there was a deadline looming over my head, both of those things were diminished. Not completely gone, but dimmed. Like this was a cloud over my work, and it was a cloud over my life in a lot of instances. I didn't realize how anxious I had become in this drive to get things done until I changed my approach to goal setting. About a year ago, well, actually, it was almost exactly a year ago, I switched to process-oriented goals. That's what I did as my New Year's resolution last year. And my New Year's mantra, I do a new mantra every year, was work less. And it was basically to do less work at a higher quality and to focus on the quality, not the quantity. And so these process-oriented goals were completely different. Instead of saying I'm going to run 25 miles this week, I started saying I'm going to set aside 40 minutes 5 days a week to go running. If I run slower, fine. If I run faster, okie dokie. If something comes up and I can't get it done, that's also okay. It's not about mileage. If I miss a day, not a huge deal. It's about routine. It's about habits. It's about patterns of behavior. Instead of saying I'm going to make 2 videos per week, I'm saying I want to spend about half an hour a day working on sketchy videos. And I'm going to up that a little bit as I move into the new year. I had almost an entire month where the single video I attempted simply bombed. However, because I hadn't focused on the product, I was able to take creative risks and learn from these mistakes. They were not wasted. And that's the key difference. In other words, I'm being less disciplined about results and more disciplined about my schedule. Because I'm doing fewer projects, I have the flexibility when urgent tasks come up, and then I can just change my plans. But the goal is to simply find the type of life I want to live and then schedule that out as best as possible. Moreover, I am able to work more leisurely on creative projects, and there's no pressure attached to it. See, when I placed the journey above the destination, I discovered that my goals were not destinations at all. They'd become habits, and they were suddenly these sacred rituals that enabled me to do the creative work that I love doing without thinking too much about the results. Here's the odd part. The results actually turned out to be better. So when I switched from product focus to process focus, then my goals actually did better work. And believe it or not, I actually accomplished more because I wasn't hitting moments of burnout. A little nuance here. I realize there are times when deadlines are necessary. I understand that most projects require some type of planning. There are times when specific tasks simply need to be finished. This might be a syllabus for an upcoming course, materials for an upcoming lesson, prep work for an upcoming keynote address. You get the idea. In these moments, I still set product-oriented goals. But I realize that those are short-term. Even now, as I am thinking about the upcoming year, I only have 3 projects that I want to do over the course of the entire year. Those are the large-scale, product-oriented products that I actually want to do. I will no doubt set up deadlines, but they're going to be loose. Because really, they all depend on my larger driving process goals. So I want to, for example, write another book, but I'm giving myself a full year to do that. In the meantime, I'm telling myself I will be writing, 500 to 1,000 words a day. Or more importantly, what I'm actually going to set up for myself is I want to devote at least an hour a day to writing. And that should get me there pretty quickly. But if it doesn't, or if I run into moments where things don't work well, or if I need to spend some time doing research, the key thing is I have made this a process goal of writing for a certain amount of time per day, or trying to get a certain amount of words out per day, whether they're good or not. Now, these goals are actually complementary. When I'm doing long-term work with flexible deadlines, I'm getting to stick to process-oriented goals. But there are moments where there's an exciting short-term project and I need to simply allow for a chaotic schedule as I dive into this set of product-oriented goals to complete this particular project. So there you go. There's the basic idea of the two different types of goals. Again, I want to encourage you, I have a chart on this particular blog post, and then you'll also see there is a video. If you go to spencervideos.com, there is a specific video there called Product Goals versus Process Goals, and that kind of tells you a little bit more about it as well. So again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. And if you'd leave a review on iTunes, that would mean the world to me. But have a great day.